Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. Today we're going to be learning about the sugya of Shira and Halal on the downfall of Rishayim. And the Shira should be a schus for a fur shleima, for roi tzviv and gila gittel b'soch shaychol Yisrael. Sweetest friends, it says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Vayavor rina b'machane, quoting a pasuk in Malachim Aleph, Perek Chof Beis, pasuk Lamed Vav. This is what it says when Achav died. So there was a great joy amongst the people when they heard Achav died. Frak the Gemara, Amr of Acha, Zak the Gemara, excuse me, Amr of Acha Bachanina of Avod Rishayim Rina, that it says in Mishlei, that when the Rishayim are destroyed, there's joy. Ba'avod, you know what this is referring to? This is referring to what's going to happen in 100 years later. Ba'avod Achav ben Omri Rina. When Achav ben Omri falls, there's going to be joy. So this imam is going to be gevaldik. Achav is going to die. When they heard that Achav was killed, there was a great joy amongst the Jewish people. Frek the Gemara, is God really happy when the Rishayim go down? Does it not say in the Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim Beis, Perek Chof, Pasuk Chof Aleph, B'tzeis lefnei acholutz v'oimrim hoidu l'Hashem, ki le'olam chazdo? This is talking about when Yehoshaphat is going to war against the Ammonim who attacked him. And it says when he goes to war, we thank Hashem because His chesed is forever. And Rabbi Yonasan points out in this pasuk, how come it doesn't say kitov? Normally it says Hodul Hashem kitov ki l'olam chazdo. Here it doesn't say kitov because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy when the Rishayim fall. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu sameach b'mapalosim shel Rishayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nisht zufrieden. He's not happy when the Rishayim fall. So we just said a minute ago, Ba'avod Rishayim Rina. We just said, Ba'avod Achav ben Omri Rina. We're happy when the Rishayim go down. And here it says that it's no Kitov, because here the Rishayim are going down, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy. And then the Gemara brings another raya that God isn't happy when the Rishayim go down. Because Rav Shmuel bar Nachman says in the name of Yenison, what does it mean when it says in the Pasuk, Lo Korav Zel Zeh Kol HaLaila, that the two camps, the Jews and the Egyptians, didn't go each other near all night? But Oysa Shah, Rabbi Yonasan explains, at that time when the Mitzrim drowned, Bikshu Malachi Asharet Lomar Shira Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the heavenly angels wanted to say Shira in front of Hashem. And Hashem said to him, Maisi Yodai Tovim Beyom, but Amirim Shira Lefanai, my handiwork is drowning in the sea, and you're going to be saying Shira in front of me. So you see once again that God is not happy when the Rishayim fall. So that's what it means when it says in the Pasuk, Lo Korav Zel Zeh Kol HaLaila, it's referring in Pashtus to the Jews in the Mitzrim. But the Drasha is, Zel Zel, like the Maharsha explains, that the angels didn't come close to Hashem, they didn't sing to Hashem, because Maisi Adai Tov Mayam Atem Romim Shira. So is Hashem happy at the downfall of Rishayim, as it says, Bavod Rishayim Rina? Or is God not happy at the downfall of Rishayim, as we see from the other sources? From the fact that when they went to war against the Ammonim, it just doesn't say Kitov, it wasn't good. God wasn't happy. They didn't say Shira when the Mitzrim went down. So which one is it? Amar Yosi Bar Chanina, who ain't osas aval acherim emesis. God himself is not happy when the Rishayim fall. Aval acherim emesis. But he causes others to be happy. In other words, he himself is not happy when Achav dies. But he was misamech those people in the camp. Dekanami d'chsiv yasis. Veloksiv yasus. Says that Yosis Hashem Aleichem Lahavid Eschem, that the enemies, God's going to punish the Jewish people. It's going to cause the enemies to be happy. But it doesn't say that Chas V'Shalom Hashem is going to be happy. So God is not happy when the Rishayim go down. And that also explains why we were allowed to say Shira Sayam, because the Mefarshim explained, because we're happy when the Rishayim go down. Just HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not allowed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy. We also see in the Gemara in Brachas. It says in the Gemara in Brachas, Yitamu chatoim in haaretz, Yerushalayim reinam, brachi nafshi es Hashem haleluka. David said Shira at the Mapola of Rishayim. So we see various sources that we are allowed to be happy at the downfall of the Rishayim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he himself, Kibiyachol, is not happy. However, sweetest friends, it's not so simple. Why? Because it says in the Medrash, Yalkut Shmoni Mishlei, Bin Polo Ivecha Al Tismach, V'chein Tziva Amokum Kireta Chamor Sonacha Ki Tifka Shor Ivecha. It says, when your enemy falls, don't be happy. And so too God commanded, when you see the donkey of the one who you hate, when you meet the axe of the one you hate, God said, "Ein ata tov mimeni." Ketzad ruin Yisrael likros esahal. Ketzad ruin Yisrael likros esahal kol shivisimei haPesach. Really, in other words, you shouldn't be happy with the downfall of Rishayim. You should dafka help them. Ki terecha mor sonacha, when the person you hate, you see his donkey, you have to help. And God said, "You guys aren't. You're not better than me." How? The Jewish people should have said Hallel all 7 days of Pesach, just like they say Hallel all 7 days of Sukkot. And we only read the first day of Pesach. Why? Because the Mitzrim were killed, and I hate the Mitzrim. And I still said that you shouldn't rejoice at the downfall of your enemies. So what do we see from this Medrash? We see that when the enemies fall, we are not allowed to say Hallel. So Lagabe Shira, we have no problem with saying Shira when our enemies fall, as we learned in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. We say Shira. Bavod Rishayim Rina, Bavod Achav Ben Omri Rina. We say Shira when the enemies fall. But here it says that when the enemies fall, we don't say Hallel. So if we can say Shira, why don't we say Hallel? It says we only say Hallel on the first day of Pesach. Why? Because the Mitzvah drowned and we're not allowed to say Hallel more. Why not? We're allowed to be happy. Just because God isn't happy doesn't mean we can't be happy. Not only that, we have the Gemara in Brachas that we made reference to earlier, that David saw the Rishayim falling, and he said, Shira, Shene'emar yitamu chatoim en aretz Rishayim ereinam, baruch inabshi es Hashem halleluka. So not only did David say, Shira in the Mapal of Rishayim, but he said, in the Lashon of halleluka, which, l'kulei alman, m'seches p'sachim, d'akuf yitzayin, amad aleph, and arvei p'sachim, that's a shevach of hallel, halleluka. So you see that when the Rishayim fall, we are allowed to say hallel. And besides that, we also can be ask a question on the Medrash from a Gemara in Erechin. The Gemara in Erechin and Daf Yud Amud Aleph says, how come in every holiday we say, and the other holidays we say, Hallel every day? Like on Sukkot we say every day, and Pesach we only say on the first day. And the Teretz of the Gemara is, surprisingly, that on the first day of Sukkot, on Sukkot we bring a different amount of Karbanos every day. But on Pesach we bring the same amount of Karbanos every day. So if that's the case, then why do we need the reason of the Medrash? That, you know why we don't say Hallel on Pesach? Because, you're not better than me, as the Medrash says. And I said, Ben Poloi Vechal Tismach, don't rejoice at the downfall of your enemy. So therefore, on Pesach, we're not allowed to rejoice. We only say one day of Hallel. Not all 7 days because the Mitzrim drown. Here, the Gemara gives a completely different answer. Gemara says, you know why we don't say Hallel on 7 days of Pesach? Because it's not... You bring the same amount of Korbanos every day. You bring a different amount of Korbanos every day. A different number of Korbanos. So Memela, there you say Yeshira. There on Sukkot, excuse me, we say Hallel every day. And on Pesach, we only say it the first day. So why does the Medrash have to say that the reason we say Hallel only one day on Pesach is because of the Mitzrim suffering, the Mitzrim being killed? We have a Gemara that says that the reason is because there's the same amount of Korbanos every day. And not only that, we have another kasha in the Medrash, that if the Medrash is correct, that we don't say Hallel all 7 days because the Mitzrim fell, so why do we say Hallel on the first day? Heck, that was Makas Bechoros. We shouldn't be saying Hallel on the first day when Makas Bechoros happened. So, the sweetest friends, we have a number of kashas. First, we saw the Gemara that says that we are allowed to say Shira at the downfall of Rishayim. And then we said, we're allowed to say Shira, but we're not allowed to say Hallel. What's the difference between Shira and Hallel? We also saw that David HaMelech not only said Shira, the downfall of Rishayim, but he also said Hallel, Baruch HaNafshi Yis Hashem Halleluka, the Lashon of Hallel. We also asked from the Medrash. The Medrash says that the reason we say Hallel on Pesach only one day is because the enemies drowned, and Hashem said, Ben Poloi Vechal Tismach. So we said, so what's the difference? Why are we not allowed to say Hallel when our enemies fall? But we are allowed to say Shira. And therefore, on the first day, we only say Hallel on the first day, not the rest of the days, because we're not allowed to say Hallel when the enemies fell. But we are allowed to say Shira. So what's the difference between Hallel and Shira? And we also ask from the Gemara in Erechin. The Gemara in Erechin says the reason we say Hallel one day Pesach is because Ein Chalukim Korbanoseyan. Same amount of Korbanos. Then we don't need the reason of the enemies falling. We also had a kasha. If it's true that we don't say Hallel when the enemies fall, then why don't we say Hallel on the first day of Pesach? Makas Bechoros. So in order to answer all these questions, we go to the Gevaldik Sefer Lechem Chuki in Chelek Beis in Simen Lamed Vov from Hagon Reb Zev Huberman. This book was written in Tavshin Mem Hei, 1985, but they just came out with Lechem Chuki Volume 3, which is very, very exciting, 25 years later. In any event, this is from Lechem Chuki Volume 2. And he explains, Reb Zev Huberman Shlita, based on a famous Zohar in Parashas Noach, Peik Samach Aleph Amid Beis. There, I'm not going to read out the whole Aramaic to you, but basically the Zohar says that there are two types of Mapol Shel Rishayim. There's one type of Mapol Shel Rishayim, Kishen Esmala Sa'asam, when they did it to the limit. They really sinned so much that, and they didn't do tshuva. So that already is a terrible thing. When they sin so much and they didn't do tshuva, that's horrible. That's one type of rishus. Nismala sa'asam. They filled up the limits and they didn't do tshuva. Time is up. Buzzer sounds. Too late. There's another type of mapala shel rishayim, where it's not really time for them to be punished, but because they started up with the Jewish people and they endangered the Jewish people, they had to be punished lefnei zmanam and destroy them in order to save the Jewish people. And that's how, says the Zohar, the Mitzrim drowned in the Yam. It wasn't Ismala Sasan. They hadn't really filled up their amount yet. But they were endangering the Jews. So they had to go. Also in the time of Yehoshaphat, the enemies had to be killed because they were endangering the Jews. So with respect to the first type of Mapala Shel Rishayim, we pass in less Chedva Kamei Kutshabrichu Kizimna Disavidu Chayavei Alma V'inu Dargizu Kamei, that there's no Simcha in the world in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu like when the Rishayim down fall, because this is when Ismala Sasan. And that's what it means when it says in the Pasuk Babod Rishayim Rina. So that's when they fill, that's when they really, they go too far. But in the Oifen Hasheni, the klal is that God is not happy at the downfall of Rishayim. And therefore, if they haven't filled up their amount yet, they're just being killed to save us. And therefore, when the Jewish people are saved, we say Shira because we're allowed to be happy. But because we were saved, but we're not happy that they went down. God's not happy. So now we understand why what the pshat is. Why we're happy and God's not happy. We're happy that we're saved. God's not happy because He had to destroy them before their time. If God destroys them on time, there we already say, Bavod Rishayim Rina. So when Ismala Sasam, then Bavod Rishayim Rina. But before Ismala Sasam, there's no joy in front of God. And just we're allowed to be happy because our lives were saved. Why Dafka Shira are you allowed to say and not Hallel? So that we can answer based on the Ma'aral and Sefer Gevuras Hashem and Perek Samechei, that how do we say when God does a Tov and a Chesed for us, and we say Shira when God does Gevuros. So it emerges according to this, that when the Rishayim are punished before their time to save the Jewish people, so we have to say Shira. Why? Because this is Gevuras Hashem, this is the strength of Hashem, because He saved us. However, it's not time to say Halal al Tuva v'chazdo yizbarach. Because since mitov tzuvo v'chazdo yizbarach, it's not yet time. God would really have more patience if not for the fact that they were endangering the Jewish people. God really wants to wait for them to do tshuva. It wasn't really their time yet to be destroyed from the world. Therefore, if so, we have to say that even though the Jewish people were saved, so that is not a complete gilui of chazdo v'tuvo yizbarach. Why? Because God would be, if it was complete chazdo v'tuvo, God would have been more patient with them. So you're right, it's a favor for us, so we see the gvura of Hashem, we see the power of Hashem. So we say shira, because the Ma'aral says shira is on the gvura of Hashem. But only on a complete chesed of Hashem do we say halel. And here it wasn't a complete chesed of Hashem, because the time wasn't up yet. Their license hadn't expired yet, the goyim. So the fact that they were punished was only to save the Jewish people. But it was a complete goodness. A complete goodness would be if HaKadosh Baruch Hu had displayed more patience, which Kaviyachal he was unable to do because he had to save the Rishayim. The Medrash says that Hashem says, hey, you guys are no better than me, because you guys really should be saying Hallel all 7 days, just like you say Hallel, this is on the Medrash, all 7 days of Pesach. You only say the first day. Why? Because the Mitzvah were drowned, and I wrote God to you guys, Ben Polei Vechal Tismach. So we're not supposed to be happy when the Rishayim fall. Why? Because they still could have done tshuva and they could have been wonderful people. And even if we're saved, so all that requires us to do is say Shira, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us with His Gvura. But we don't say Hallel, because you only say Hallel on a Gilui Gamur of Tova V'Chesed. And when the Rishayim are destroyed, there's no Tova V'Chesed. This is a Shiur. It's a limiting. It's a leaving over of Gilui Midas Tuvoi V'Chazdo Yizbarach, of the revelation of God's greatness. And this is not the time to say a complete Hallel. So therefore, we only say Hallel on the first day, and not on the other days, because the Rishayim were destroyed. And we don't say Hallel because it wasn't a Smalas Asim. There wasn't a complete Chesed shown here. So we're not allowed to be happy. Complete Chesed would be that God had shown more patience, because it wasn't their time yet to be destroyed. And the only reason He had to destroy them was to save us. So we see God's Gvur, we say Shirav, we don't say Hallel, which is only when we have the complete Chesed of God. When did David say Hallel? Yitamu chatoi me'aretz Yerushalayim o'reinam baruchi nafshi yis Hashem aleluka. That's as we saw in the Zohar. When do you say Hallel? When is HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy? When is it a complete chesed? When it's their time. When the time is up. So there it's a complete tuvo v'chazdo. Because kol hakitzam. And therefore there's no ma'arichaf. So here there's no problem in Poli Bechal Tismach. In other words, there has to be a Gilui Kvot Shemaim. So the Gilui Kvot Shemaim, we prefer that it come when people do tshuva. So as long as people can still do tshuva, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes them because the Jewish people are being endangered, so that's not complete Gilui Tuvo V'Chazdo Yizbarach, because they're being punished and it wasn't yet their time. But if it's their time to be punished because they completely overflowed with evil, so they say Avadan Avada. Avadan Avada, definitely. We don't say Ben Poli Bechal Tismach. We should be happy. We should say Hallel. Even HaKadosh Baruch was happy. This is a Gilui of the Chesed of Hashem. Because there's Akidosh Hashem is coming through them. Even when the Rishayim are punished, Akidosh Hashem is coming through them. It says that the God who created the Maisim of Rishayim and the Maisim of Tzaddikim, the Medrash says, I don't know which one is better. The Medrash says, Vahi Org, and God liked the light, it was good. So we see the Maisim of the Tzaddikim are better than the Rishayim. What's the Hava meaning? We would think the Maisim of the Rishayim are better. So many answers are given in this far, and one is that even in the Maisim of Rishayim, there's goodness that comes out, because we see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We see the glory of God, it emerges even from that. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu would rather reward. So as long as they can still be in the category of being rewarded, as long as Lo Nismala Sa'asam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't happy to destroy them. But when they've already finished, that's a complete chesed, because they have no more chance to do tshuva. They're already gone. They've already overflown the limit. We, the Jewish people, are being saved. And then a Kiddush Hashem is coming through them. So Memeila, it's a complete Gilui Tuva B'Chazdo Yizbarach. So that's only when Nismala Sa'asam. So when do we say Bavod Rishayim Rina? When they already filled it up, when they are nismala sa'asam, they've gone too far, then they deserve a punishment there, bavod Rishayim Rina. Otherwise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy by Mapala Shal Rishayim. We're allowed to say Shira because that's on the Gvura of Hashem, on the strength of Hashem. But we're not allowed to say Hallel because Hallel is only on the Chesed, and this is an incomplete Chesed, because he wishes, if lo nismala sa'asam, he wishes they would still do tshuva, and the only reason he was saving the Jewish people was because our lives were endangered. However, our path is not yet complete. We're almost there, sweetest friends. It says in Arbei Psachim Chachamim Omrim, Neviim Shebeinayim Tiknu Lehem Li Yisrael Shi Omrim Oso Akol Perek VePerek VeAl Kol Tzara VeTzara Shalotovo Aleim Li Yisrael UKishenegalim Omrim Oso Agul Lasan. And the Rashbam there says Kuf Dezayin Amid Beis Al Kol Perek VePerek VeAl Kol Regel VeRegel VeAl Kol Tzara Shalotovo Aleim Lishnam Al Yanokat Kolomar Shim Chas VeShalom Te Tzara Aleim VeYoshiu VeYivashu Mimena. Omer Osa Gulasa Kagain Chanukah. So here the Gemara says that the Jewish people on every period and in every tzara that doesn't come upon them, they say Hallel. So it says in every tzara and in every tzara that doesn't come upon them, which the Rashbam explains to me, and every tzara which does come upon them, we're just using a Lash Lishna Ma'aliyah. It's a nicer Lashon to say tzara that doesn't come upon them. But it really means on the tzara that does come upon them and we're saved. So we say on our geula, we say Hallel. So based on this Gemara, the path is open for us now, b'siyata d'shmaya, to answer another kasha that we asked earlier. That it says in the Gemara in Maseches Erechin, that we don't say Hallel on Pesach. We don't say a complete Hallel on the other days of Pesach. In Gomer Mesahal on the other days of Pesach, only on the first day of Pesach we're Gomer Mesahal, is because Pesach isn't Cholik B'Korbanoseim, they're the same amount of Korbanos every day, like on Sukkot, where, unlike Sukkot, where every day they have different Korbanos. So this is only with respect to the Halel I'll call Perek V'Perek, that there's a Halel Midin Regel. Midin Regel, we should be saying a Halel on every day of the Regel. So the Gemara's Teretz is that the Halel on the first day of Pesach covers the whole Pesach, because every day is the same amount of Korbanos. So Midin the Regel, I'll call Perek, like the Gemara says in Pesachim that we just quoted, I'll call Perek V'Perek, Midin the Regel, we only say Halel once. Sukkis midin the regel, we say seven halal shalems. Why? Because every day has different korbanos. So on that, the Gemara in Erechim is referring to that halal. The halal that we say, I'll call perik or perik on every period, on every chag, mishum l'sad the chag, mishum l'sad the regel. But that it says in the Medrash, that the Jewish people should have said halal all 7 days of Pesach, just like they say all 7 days of Sukkis. If not for the pasuk of min polei vechal tismach, there we're not talking about the halal of I'll call perik the perik. There we're talking about the halal called tzara b'tzara. Remember, the Gemara Pesachim says that there are two types of halals. I'll call perik in every period, and I'll call tzara shlo tabu alayim in every tzara that they have that they shouldn't have. Halavai that we shouldn't have tzaras. So on every halal, on the halal midin, the regel that we're talking about in the Gemara in Erechin, halal midin, the tzara that we're talking about in the Medrash. And that's also the halal of Chanukah, that when we're redeemed on Chanukah, we say shira. When we were redeemed on Chanukah, when we were redeemed on Chanukah, what happened? We said Shira. So since we were redeemed on Chanukah, we said Shira. Why do we do that? Because we were redeemed from a tzara. So too, the Medrash is saying that really, Midin being redeemed from a tzara, we should have said Halal on Pesach all 7 days. But we didn't because of Bin Polei Vecha Al Tismach. So therefore, they're talking, we asked Akasha. We said, how do you miyashiv the Gemara and Erechin and the Medrash? The Medrash says we say it on the first day only, because of in polai vecha al tismach, because the Rishayim drown. And the Gemara and Erechin said, it's midin, that as Pesach isn't cholik b'korbanoseim. The answer is, we're talking about two different types of halals. Pesach, we're asking mitzad the regel, we should say it all 7 days. The answer is no, ain't chaluk b'korbanoseim. And the Medrash says, we should say midin the fact that we were redeemed from our enemies. And to that, the Medrash answers, no. That's not, we don't do it because of Ben Polei Vechal Tismach. So the whole tour of Ein Chalukim Mekorban Oseim, that we don't say Halal Shalem, is only Midin the Regel. But if we were saved from a tzar, we should still say Halal Shalem. Like on Chanukah, Chanukah isn't a Regel, yet we still say Halal. And the answer is because we were saved from a tzar. And that to that they answer, the Medrash answers, Ben Polei Bechal Tismach. And now we also, for Enfert, the Kasha we asked, why does the Medrash say we don't say Halal on the first day? Because of Ben Polei Bechal Tismach, on the first day there was Makas Bechoros. So how do we even say Halal on the first day? What about Ben Polei Bechal Tismach? So the answer is, sweetest friends, Gevaldik. Because we say it on the first day, Midin the Regel. Not Midin we were happy. Not Midin we were redeemed from its sorrow. Midin regel, you have to say halal. And that's why we say it on the first day. In Achinami, there was Makas Bechoros. So mitzad Makas Bechoros, we wouldn't be saying halal. But we're saying it because we are of a chiyuv mitzad the regel. Chovas haregel. So there, sweetest friends, that is the Siyuma de Milsa. It was approximately 24 minutes, but we packed a lot into these 24 minutes. It was a packed slot. So we basically saw the Yisod, that God is not happy at the downfall of Rishayim, and we saw the Yisod that God is happy at the downfall of Rishayim. We said, how do we reconcile the two? The Zoyar. God is happy at the downfall of Rishayim, Shinismala Sa'asam, that extended beyond the limits of what is acceptable behavior in this world, and it was no longer, they went so far, there was no longer even room for tshuva. That God is happy about. God is unhappy when there's still room for tshuva, and he only has to kill the goyim to save us. And yet we're allowed to be happy. We're not happy, mitzad, that the enemies fell. We're happy because we were saved. And when do we say Shira? And when do we say Halil? Shira is when we're happy about when we see the Gvura of Hashem, we see His strength. Halil is when we see a complete Chesed of Hashem. And that's only going to be when the Rishayim have Nismala Sa'asam, and then they really deserve it, and then we're happy, and everybody's happy, and that's what David HaMelech said, Yitamu Chataim in Aretz, Rishayim Eirin Am, Baruch Hinaf Shiyas Hashem, Halleluka, even said Halleluka, at the downfall of Rishayim, because of Nismala Sa'asam. And we also saw a very big Yilam Dashi Yisod from the Gemara in Pesachim, that there are two dinim in Halel. There's a din in Halel, and the regal and the din in Halel are called Tzara V'Tzara that we're saved from. So midin the regal, the Gemara in Erechin is talking about when it says the reason we don't say Halel Shalom in all 7 days is because Chalukah Makarban Oseim. And the reason we say it on the first, and the Medrash, which says we don't say Halel in all 7 days, is midin that we were redeemed from a Tzara. We only say it on the first day. If the Bechoros went down on the first day, then why should we be happy? Wasn't time yet. The answer is, we're not saying it midin the, we're happy they went down. We're saying it midin the regal. Regal is machayiv and halal. So we should all be zochem mitzvah Hashem. Lil moldu lalam made lishmar balasas with climbs called the basin of Tarasacha bi'avo. And we should be zochem to the, kiyum of the pasuk, ben poloi vecha al tismach. We shouldn't be happy at the downfall of our enemy. We should rather see our enemies do tshuva shlema, the mehera bekarov, amen kein yiratzon. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.